Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I'm feeling some kind of way right now. I have to tell y'all, it is 1:23. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I am feeling emotions after watching that presidential debate. You know, apparently it used to be, and it's not anymore, that the president was, you know, sometimes considered, you know, one of the smartest men in the country, at least one of the brightest, most charismatic, somebody that we could look to guide and lead our nation and our world and forward progress, whether it is arms or technology or space and exploration, goods and services, whatever it is. You know, and you have to at least be it just used to be the best and the brightest, like the two parties that picked the best that we got. This is the best that we got to offer, you know, and we look forward to these debates because it was two intellectual minds going at it toe to toe. Who knows the ins and outs and everything that we need them to know about this country and what's the GDP and what's the GPD and ChatGPT and what percentage of people are homeless in California and what's the plan to do something about, you know, the border situation and, you know, how many crimes have been committed and what's the strain on the resources in other parts of the country. And, you know, all, we expect them to have these answers because we don't know. All we know is what we see on the news and what we read. So we're expecting these people to the people who are running for president to have some answers, some solutions, some plans so that we can sleep good at night. I'm just saying, y'all, I saw that debate. I have not slept since. That was I could have put my kids up there. For what we saw and what we watched. I don't care if you are Democrat or Republican. That should have terrified you. These two men are too old to be running for president. Both of them. You can put everything else aside. You can put their ideals, what they believe in, what party affiliation. They're just too damn old. Too old to try to sit up and do this job for another 4 years. This job is stressful. This job takes a lot out of you. We have seen how Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and everybody else has gone into this office and how it has aged them. So there's a lot of stress that goes along with being president of the United States. Hell, you can't even be the president of your Girl Scout troop without having a stressful situation go on here and there. Imagine being the president of the United States and the travel involved in that. In the meeting of the minds. These men are too old. These men are too old. I was embarrassed that the Democratic Party had teams of people preparing Joe Biden to walk out on that stage and debate Donald Trump. And everybody on that team said he's ready. I'm talking about the makeup artists, the hair plug man, because you know there's hair plugs. Speaking of good wigs, the person who was putting the suit together, and then the prep team. Who made sure he got out? Everybody was in agreement. Nobody raised their hand and said, you know, y'all, he just seems like an old man. And this is not a good look. He's not going to do well. Where is the young adult in the room? Because apparently the grown-ups are too scared to say anything. Somebody's got to raise their hand. And don't gaslight me. Don't try to gaslight me and tell me he just had one bad debate. No, ma'am. That is age. And you know, you age out of things. One of the things my great grandmother told me, bless her heart, God rest her soul. She was 99 and a half years old when she died. And she said, she gone to the hospital once. And I said, well, what are you in the hospital for this time? And she said, oh, my blood pressure keeps dropping. I said, well, are they going to give you something for it? Because you can't just have your blood pressure dropping. It's like she'd be sitting there talking to people and then the blood pressure would just drop. And she would just fall asleep. And they didn't know if she was dead. They couldn't wake her up. They would take her to the emergency room. They get her blood pressure back up. They'd send her home. And it happened several times. And I said, Grandmother, is there anything that they can give you to elevate your blood pressure and keep it in a range so that you're not mid-sentence falling asleep and people can't wake you up and they think you're dead? And she said, baby, sometimes you can outlive your medicine. There's no medicine that they can give me at 99 and a half years old that's going to force my blood pressure to do anything it doesn't want to do. I've outlived my medicine. She was too old to take anything that was going to help her. These men have outlived this office. Joe Biden don't have no business running for president. No business. And the fact that they have shut out anybody who wants to run against him, saying that he is the candidate, shows me that we have not learned anything from Hillary Clinton running against Donald Trump. Because this is Hillary. This is Hillary's year. We're gonna put everything behind Hillary. Didn't care what anybody thought. Didn't care what the people were saying. You got to listen to folks. And Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Jill Biden and everybody's like, oh, this is just one bad debate and he's going to come back. You can't come back from being too old. Stop trying to gaslight the people. The people see what we saw. And you know what? Everybody's like, oh, my God, he's not going to be able to be president. He can't run. Okay. Can we back this train all the way up? I'm scared that he's president now. I'm afraid that he is president now. This man does not look like he's capable of running this country. That's why we have a vice president. Why hasn't he stepped down? Why hasn't his wife said, you know what, baby, come on. This time is up. You've outlived this office. Give it to Kamala. That's what we have a vice president for. Let her do her job. She steps in when you can't do it. You can't. I'm scared. I don't know about y'all. I'm afraid. Don't tell me he just had a bad debate. This man is too old. And you can't win an election on fear. And we all know what's about to happen. They're about to ramp up the Donald Trump commercials and what a horrible person he is and how he's been indicted and how he's a liar and all the wrong things and the lies he told during that debate. Because, Lord have mercy, I stopped counting after 15. That's what they're going to do. Instead of saying, you know what? It's time. When your wife, sometimes your wife got to pull you to the side because you don't know no better. You're a man. You don't know. That's what you got a wife for. So she can tell you what to do. Somebody got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid and see things for what they are and make a decision to pivot quickly before it's too late. I don't know how we can pretend that we don't see what we see. You know, we always want to accuse Trump of gaslighting, of making up stuff, alternate facts, half truths, lies, you know, coming out just because, you know, it's Tuesday. for no reason. Don't have to lie. Just lying. But at some point, we got to say, these people are gaslighting. They really want us to believe that Joe Biden, this man that we saw in the debate, who walked out of there, looked like he could barely make it to the stage. And then once he got on stage, had a piss poor performance and could barely finish his sentences, looked like he was falling asleep. Y'all want me to believe that this is the best we got? And it's all the Democrats could come up with. Like Dean Phillips is not sitting there. Like Kamala Harris is not sitting there. Like Hakeem Jeffries is not sitting there. It's too many people in the bag of tricks that the Democrats have, that they have shut out, intentionally shut out, and kept from running for office so we could keep Joe in the seat that he's in. This is not going to mobilize young people to get out to vote. These young people, my son said, "Mama, who am I going to vote for? The white man or the old white man or the older white man?" When you use words like malarkey in a debate, when you use words like malarkey in your everyday sentences, when you typing up words like malarkey in your social media post to express yourself, sir, you have outlived your position. And I need somebody to be the no man. Not the nomad, the no man. Somebody got to stand up and say no. Somebody got to say that's enough. Somebody got to say, you know what? This ain't it. I have several trusted advisors, girlfriends who I've known at least 17 years going up to 40. And I tell them all the time, I need me some yes women. Because all y'all say is no. When I want to do something crazy, I say, no, don't do that. You know, no, that's not a good idea, Shaletta. No, Shaletta, if I were you, I would not do that. And I would not run my business that way. If I were you, I would take this other option. They don't yes woman me. They don't give me the green light if the red light is right in front of me. I need somebody to put up a stop sign and say, you know what? And just be mad. Do we no longer admit when we made mistakes? When we do wrong things and we have the best intention, but we realize this ain't it. This not gonna work. Are we no longer man and woman enough in this country to say, you know what? I had this idea. I thought it was going to work. It's not going to work. So I'm going to pivot and I'm going to do something different. And so here's the thing that I'm going to do that's different than the thing that I was going to do in the first place. And so I thought this was going to work. I realized it's not working. And so I'm going to do something different. Are we there where we just dig our heels in and we don't realize that we need to pivot and then we pivot? And we just stick with a plan, even if it's a bad plan, even if it's a plan we know is not going to work. We just hang out with that plan. Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to see how that work out for you. I'm feeling some kind of way right now. I have to tell y'all, it is 1:23. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I am feeling emotions after watching that presidential debate. You know, apparently it used to be, and it's not anymore, that the president was, you know, sometimes considered, you know, the one of the smartest men in the country. At least one of the brightest, most charismatic. Somebody that we could look to guide and lead our nation and our world. And forward progress, whether it is arms or technology or space and exploration, goods and services, whatever it is, you know. And you have to at least be, it just used to be the best and the brightest. Like the two parties, they pick the best that we got. This is the best. This is the best that we got to offer. You know, and we look forward to these debates because it was two intellectual minds going at it toe to toe. Who knows the ins and outs and everything that we need them to know about this country, and what's the GDP and what's the GPD and ChatGPT and what percentage of people are homeless in California, and what's the plan to do something about, you know, the border situation, and, you know, how many crimes have been committed, and what's the strain on the resources in other parts of the country. And, you know, all, we expect them to have these answers because we don't know. All we know is what we see on the news and what we read. So we're expecting these people to, the people who are running for president, to have some answers, some solutions, some plans, so that we can sleep good at night. I'm just saying, y'all, I saw that debate. I have not slept since. That was, I could have put my kids up there. For what we saw and what we watched. I don't care if you are Democrat or Republican. That should have terrified you. These two men are too old to be running for president. Both of them. You can put everything else aside. You can put their ideals, what they believe in, what party affiliation. They're just too damn old. Too old to try to sit up and do this job for another 4 years. This job is stressful. This job takes a lot out of you. We have seen how Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and everybody else has gone into this office and how it has aged them. So there's a lot of stress that goes along with being president of the United States. Hell, you can't even be the president of your Girl Scout troop without having a stressful situation go on here and there. Imagine being the president of the United States and the travel involved in that. In the meeting of the minds. These men are too old. These men are too old. I was embarrassed that the Democratic Party had teams of people preparing Joe Biden to walk out on that stage and debate Donald Trump. And everybody on that team said he's ready. I'm talking about the makeup artist, the hair plug man, because you know there's hair plugs. Speaking of good wigs. The person who was putting the suit together. And then the prep team. Who made sure he got out? Everybody was in agreement. Nobody raised their hand and said, you know, y'all, he just seems like an old man. And this is not a good look. He's not going to do well. Where is the young adult in the room? Because apparently the grown-ups are too scared to say anything. Somebody's got to raise their hand. And don't gaslight me. Don't try to gaslight me and tell me he just had one bad debate. No, ma'am. That is age. And you know, you age out of things. One of the things my great-grandmother told me, she, bless her heart, God rest her soul, she was 99 and a half years old when she died. And she said, she gone to the hospital once. And I said, well, what are you in the hospital for this time? And she said, oh, my blood pressure keeps dropping. I said, well, are they going to give you something for it? Because you can't just have your blood pressure dropping. It's like she'd be sitting there talking to people, and then the blood pressure would just drop. And she would just fall asleep. And they didn't know she was dead. They couldn't wake her up. They would take her to the emergency room. They'd get her blood pressure back up. They'd send her home. And it happened several times. And I said, grandmother, is there anything that they can give you to elevate your blood pressure and keep it in a range so that you're not mid-sentence falling asleep and people can't wake you up and they think you're dead? And she said, baby, sometimes you can outlive your medicine. There's no medicine that they can give me at 99 and a half years old that's going to force my blood pressure to do anything it doesn't want to do. I've outlived my medicine. She was too old to take anything that was going to help her. These men have outlived this office. Joe Biden don't have no business running for president. No business. And the fact that they have shut out anybody who wants to run against him, saying that he is the candidate, shows me that we have not learned anything from Hillary Clinton running against Donald Trump. Because this is Hillary's year. We're gonna put everything behind Hillary. Didn't care what anybody thought. Didn't care what the people were saying. You got to listen to folks. And Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Jill Biden and everybody's like, oh, this is just one bad debate and he's going to come back. You can't come back from being too old. Stop trying to gaslight the people. The people see what we saw. And you know what? Everybody's like, oh my God, he's not going to be able to be president. He can't run. Okay. Can we back this train all the way up? I'm scared that he's president now. I'm afraid that he is president now. This man does not look like he's capable of running this country. That's why we have a vice president. Why hasn't he stepped down? Why hasn't his wife said, you know what, baby, come on. It's time is up. You've outlived this office. Give it to Kamala. That's what we have a vice president for. Let her do her job. She steps in when you can't do it. You can't. I'm scared. I don't know about y'all. I'm afraid. Don't tell me he just had a bad debate. Mm-mm. This man is too old. And you can't win an election on fear. And we all know what's about to happen. They're about to ramp up the Donald Trump commercials. And what a horrible person he is, and how he's been indicted, and how he's a liar, and all the wrong things and the lies he told during that debate. Because Lord have mercy, I stopped counting after 15. That's what they're going to do. Instead of saying, you know what? It's time. When your wife, sometimes your wife got to pull you to the side because you don't know no better. You're a man. You don't know. That's what you got a wife for. So she can tell you what to do. Somebody got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid and see things for what they are and make a decision to pivot quickly before it's too late. I don't know how we can pretend that we don't see what we see. You know, we always want to accuse Trump of gaslighting, of making up stuff, alternate facts, half truths, lies, you know, coming out just because, you know, it's Tuesday for no reason. Don't have to lie. Just lying. But at some point, we got to say, these people are gaslighting. They really want us to believe that Joe Biden, this man that we saw in the debate, who walked out of there, looked like he could barely make it to the stage. And then once he got on stage, had a piss poor performance and could barely finish his sentences, looked like he was falling asleep. Y'all want me to believe that this is the best we got. And it's all the Democrats could come up with. Like Dean Phillips is not sitting there. Like Kamala Harris is not sitting there. Like Hakeem Jeffries is not sitting there. It's too many people in the bag of tricks that the Democrats have, that they have shut out, intentionally shut out, and kept from running for office so we could keep Joe in the seat that he's in. This is not going to mobilize young people to get out to vote. These young people, my son said, Mom, who am I going to vote for? The white man or the old white man or the older white man? When you use words like malarkey in a debate, when you use words like malarkey in your everyday sentences, when you typing up words like malarkey in your social media post to express yourself, sir, you have outlived your position. And I need somebody to be the no man. Not the nomad, the no man. Somebody got to stand up and say no. Somebody got to say that's enough. Somebody got to say, you know what? This ain't it. I have several trusted advisors, girlfriends who I've known at least 17 years going up to 40. And I tell them all the time, I need me some yes women. Because all y'all say is no. When I want to do something crazy, I say, no, don't do that. You know, no, that's not a good idea, Shaletta. No, Shaletta, if I were you, I would not do that. And I would not run my business that way. If I were you, I would take this other option. They don't yes woman me. They don't give me the green light if the red light is right in front of me. I need somebody to put up a stop sign. And say, you know what? And just be mad. Do we no longer admit when we made mistakes? When we do wrong things. And we have the best intention. But we realize this ain't it. This not going to work. Are we no longer man and woman enough in this country to say, you know what? I had this idea. I thought it was going to work. It's not going to work. So I'm going to pivot. And I'm going to do something different. And so here's the thing that I'm going to do that's different than the thing that I was going to do in the first place. And so I thought this was going to work. I realized it's not working. And so I'm going to do something different. Are we there where we just dig our heels in and we don't realize that we need to pivot, and then we pivot and we just stick with a plan, even if it's a bad plan, even if it's a plan we know is not going to work. We just hang out with that plan. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to see how that work out for you.